Our second feature this week is another in the series of local history pieces written and read by Richard Matthew. Here is Richard to tell us about the Strangers, who we will see remembered in Norwich in Strangers Hall and the Strangers Club.
Norwich has seen a number of invasions by the Anglo-Saxons, the Danes, and by the Normans, the last major invasion nearly 1,000 years ago. But there have been several waves of peaceful invasion since then, many of them refugees and immigrants, bringing skills, knowledge and labour which have helped to develop our economy and society. This feature concentrates on just one particular group who came to Norwich in the 16th century from the Low Countries. They were known as the Strangers, the name being taken from the French word étranger. The textile trade had made Norwich prosperous and the second city of England, but by the 1560s the industry had gone into decline, partly due to competition from lighter foreign fabrics. So the mayor, Thomas Southerton, persuaded the Duke of Norfolk to obtain permission from the Queen, Elizabeth I, to invite 30 master weavers, each with up to 10 family members, to come to the city in 1566 to help revive the industry. Known as Dutchmen, they came from Flanders, the area roughly equivalent to Belgium today. 24 of them were Flemish-speaking, and 6 were French-speaking, known as Walloons. At least one of the families was accommodated in the mayor's house, which hence became known as Strangers Hall, today one of the city museums. A year later, in 1567, they were followed by a much larger group of Protestant refugees who were escaping religious persecution by the Roman Catholic Spaniards who ruled the Low Countries at that time. And we have some interesting records of their experiences as refugees from the letters that they wrote to their families remaining in Flanders. One woman from the Grutter family wrote, "Then we journeyed 90 miles with 4 children for 2 months by land on a wagon and came to a town called Norwich, where there were about 1,200 Flemings." In 1569, Giles Navegear writes to his grandmother, "We have been at Norwich a little less than 2 years, where we are living in great peace and quietness, and the word of God is preached among us." It was a large influx. By 1571, the total number of strangers in the city was shown as 4,013, about a third of the total population, of which 1,860 were children. A third of the children had been born in the city. Of the male strangers, about three-quarters were Dutch, i.e. Flemish speakers, and a quarter were Walloons or French speakers. In 1579, there was a bad outbreak of the plague, and the weekly figures of deaths registered in the mayor's court always showed the deaths of strangers separately from the English. In fact, a high proportion of the total deaths were among the strangers for reasons which are not fully known. As to their jobs, the majority of the men were weavers, who were very inventive at producing new types of textiles or perhaps marketing old products under a new name, for example, bombazine. They also brought skills in dyeing, and in 1590, an immigrant dyer arranged for a skilled dyer called Arthur Rotey, another immigrant living in London, to come to Norwich to teach his skills to others. Some of the strangers were merchants, trading in wool, grain, dyes, salt, and a cloth called baize, spelt B-A-Y-S, from which we get the English word baize, the green cloth used today on billiard and snooker tables. They also brought other skills, such as printing, the first printer in Norwich being Anthony de Solemni from Brabant, who printed the first book ever printed in the city, called Confession of Faith. In the next 4 years, he printed 8 books, all except one being in Dutch. Later, he gave up printing and became an importer of wine. Other occupations practiced by the strangers included medicine. Flemish-born Martin van Kernebeck had a degree from Bologna in Italy and became physician to both the Duke of Norfolk and the Bishop of Norwich. Several of the immigrant families were goldsmiths, a famous one born in Norwich being Peter Peterson, who made four silver communion cups for the Dutch church in 1580. Another skill brought by the immigrants was clock and watchmaking, and there were at least three families with this skill. And last but not least, we must of course mention the Canaries, Norwich City Football Club, which is the most prominent reminder today of the legacy of the strangers nearly 500 years ago. They brought their love of these birds and skill at breeding them to the city. The city even produced its own particular breed, the Norwich Plainhead. And canaries soon became the symbol of the city, and there were frequent canary shows up to the 19th century at least. And of course, the canary, with its colours of yellow and green, has become the symbol of Norwich City FC, founded in 1902. So every Saturday in the Premier League, soon to be in the Championship, and often during the week, we have a reminder of those strangers, the weavers and refugees who have given so much to our city.
Thank you, Richard.